HutchLegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, on the eve of her trip to Central America, Kamala Harris got support from what I call the cheerleading squad, the talking heads on cable news, on MSNBC and CNN. Let's go to cut five real quick. This was the cheerleading squad previewing the Kamala Harris trip to Central America. Here it is.
From the night that Kamala Harris made history as the first woman, the first person of color elected vice president, she made clear that winning a seat at the table was just the first step. And her highest profile assignment so far, a solo trip to Guatemala and Mexico this weekend to tackle the root causes of the surge in migration.
The symbolism of having a mom of color up there talking, about these situations, I think it is important.
The child of immigrants, first black, first South Asian woman is going to represent us in Guatemala today. I mean, I would really kill to be a fly on that wall in those meetings.
Remember, she is the first woman vice president. She's the first woman of color vice president. And this trip will start to shape how Americans view her.
The fact that Kamala Harris is visiting there as the first woman, female vice president, the first woman of color to visit that region, herself a child of immigrants, that speaks volumes as well to the people of those countries.
Wow. Wow, yeah, okay. And by the way, now we're finding that folks on both sides of the aisle are criticizing her, including people from the White House, from the Biden White House. They are ganging up on Kamala Harris after a lackluster effort in Central America. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Paul Enos, CEO of Nevada Trucking, one of the really smart guys in our state. He'll join us from Northern Nevada coming up. As we continue, I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 5:30, and I got the traffic cams in front of me here. First thing I saw was the fire truck consuming two lanes on U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho as you try to work your way into the spaghetti bowl there. So, as a result of a crash, you are bumper to bumper all the way back to Decatur there as you work your way eastward on U.S. 95. Also, flows are heavy but moving on the 15. Southbound at Russell, northbound at Tropicana, and the freeway traffic light there at the on-ramp at Tropicana is on and functioning there at 15 northbound. Heavy volumes on the southern beltway as well, 215 westbound at Valley Verde and 215 eastbound at Gibson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. According to the Las Vegas Sun, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority's Board of Directors have moved to initiate arbitration proceedings with the owners of the Las Vegas Aviators over the stadium naming rights deal. According to the original deal, the Aviators are supposed to host 100 events per year, and with that, the Convention and Visitors Authority spends $4 million per year on the naming rights. They did not get those 100 events in this past year, so now they're going to go to arbitration to get it all figured out. The Vegas Golden Knights 1-1 away from advancing in the NHL playoffs. They lead the Avalanche 3-2 after a 3-2 overtime win yesterday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's all right. Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on Andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on Andro400.com. Andro400.com. That's Andro400.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I've had some people ask me over the months, you do a lot about education, you do a lot about the legislature, and the question is why? And the simple answer is because it directly impacts you. We just, for instance, completed the 81st Nevada legislature. You're going to be living under the laws that are being signed into law by the governor, even as we speak. And it was interesting. I had a chance to visit earlier with Paul Enos. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. And I thought it was interesting. I asked him his impression of this just completed 81st Nevada legislature. Here it is.
This is, you know, really for the first time in 20 years since Governor Sisolak was elected, and we had the same thing in 2019. You know, Democrats control the governor's office and both houses of the legislature. And, yeah, a little bit different Democratic Party than it was 20 years ago, definitely here in the Silver State. So, you know, I'll tell you, it really wasn't unexpected what happened. I mean, honestly, I was a lot more disappointed with what happened in 2015 when Republicans were in charge of everything for the first time in 30 years. And, hey, we got the largest tax increase in the history of the state. We got a gross receipts tax put in a statute. And, hey, that was thanks to Republicans. So, you know, when I look at this session, trialers got a lot. Unions got a lot. But definitely not unexpected when you look at who's in charge there.
Well, in fact, I knew on election night that this was going to happen. I mean, the numbers just told you. The only redeeming feature is that in order to pass tax increases, unless Republicans voted for them, and some did, that essentially we knew on election night what was going to happen.
You know, it was really interesting, Kevin. I wasn't sure because I had hope this was going to be, hey, we are just coming out of a pandemic. We don't want to do anything that's going to screw stuff up. We're not going to take any big policy considerations up. That was what was being said, and maybe that was the hope of the people that were saying it too. But that's definitely not what we got out of the legislative session, right? I mean, there were some very substantial, big pieces of public policy that got passed. So when you look at, you know, the public option bill, if you are a doctor or an insurer or a hospital, you are now going to be required to provide services, you know, really at less than your cost. And I know that's something that's frustrating to a lot of those folks. And so, you know, what happens. And, you know, those services, those are for people who have Medicaid patients or serve people who are on the state benefit program or workers' comp. Those services have to be provided at a rate that is less than the cost for the doctors and the hospitals. So what's going to happen? You know, for somebody like me who is on private insurance and I shop my insurance plan, you know, little small business, you know, we shop that out every year. They're going to make up that, they're going to make up that difference in those plans. So, you know, we'll see how some of these changes work. Now, hey, it is 5 years down the road. So, you know, it doesn't mean that changes can't be made or won't be made. And there's an actuarial study between now and when it takes place. So we'll see. You know, my hope with all of this, Kevin, and I mean, I look at this stuff, and I mean, same, like, just like you heard me whining about 2015, you know, Brian Sandoval's gross receipts tax.
Yeah.
I hate the thing. But really, the way that the regulations were developed, and I worked really hard on those for my guys, and the folks that it impacts, it's not a big deal yet. Now, does it have that potential? Sure. You know, just like with the mining tax that got passed. And, you know, look, I know most of your listeners are down in Clark County, and, you know, there's not necessarily that connection to mining that there is for somebody like me who grew up in Elko, or my wife who grew up in Winnemucca. I mean, my old man worked at the gold mine and on the Carlin Trend for over 27 years before he spent another 10 with the company working around the world. So, you know, I've got a love for, you know, not just the mining industry, but the people in those towns and communities. And, you know, I see what they do and how it has, you know, an impact throughout the entire supply chain and economy. And, you know, the miners, they made a deal because they had a gun up against their head with three ballot initiatives passed during the special session that were being threatened to go to the voters. And, you know, when you have most of the state voting in these elections who don't have that kind of connection to the mining industry that I do or people in rural Nevada do, they felt threatened. So, hey, they made a deal. We'll pay you a business license tax based on gross receipts. And, you know, today, not a bad deal for the miners. When you look down the road, I mean, to me, that's where I just get a little frustrated with some of our elected officials is we get a little bit of this myopia, right, where we're only looking at what is in front of us today instead of, okay, let's look at what's in front of us today, but let's also consider what those future ramifications are. So what do we get? We got $200 million from the feds for the COVID, you know, COVID relief. I don't remember what acronym it was. America Recovery Plan or something like that.
Or Rescue Plan or whatever.
Rescue Plan, yeah. You get, yeah, maybe another $300 million from the miners. Okay, great. But when that money's gone, we're going to have a hole next time of $200 million for education. And what do we do to fill that hole? And that's where, you know, some of those taxes, some of those things that have been put in place that weren't a big deal back then, you know, can become a bigger deal as we move forward, right? It's like putting the frog in the boiling water, right? You just turn it up. You don't put a frog in boiling water. You put a frog in a pot of water, and you just kind of turn it up gently.
That's
what I worry about with some of this public policy. You know, you anticipate the worst, hope for the best, and the reality is it just seems to kind of fall somewhere in the middle. So, Kevin, I'm always hopeful.
Oh, I know you are. The glass, you're one of those glasses half full guys, and that's why I love you to death, and that's why I love having you on the show. Again, Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. If I wasn't like this, it'd be really hard to do what I do.
I know.
Because it'd be really easy to give up and say, hey, we've been beat. oh, hey, you look at the people who did all these things we didn't like. Oh, they're going to be in power for another 10 years because of redistricting. Well, maybe. You know, I have no idea. You know, I'm not going to bore your listeners with my Chinese man and the horse story again, but that is that's my philosophy that I tend to live by. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what these ramifications are.
We will find out together. Good guy, smart dude, and he cares a lot about the state of Nevada. He really cares about his truckers. And Paul Enos is the CEO of Nevada Trucking. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/RADIO.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting that a lot of people look at Kamala Harris and off of the horrible, horrible trip she had to Central America, and you ask yourself the question, there's just no there. I'll be fascinated to see what you think. Tucker Carlson last night said it's tough to explain Kamala Harris's rise to power. There just is no there. Here it is.
It was almost 2 years ago during the Democratic presidential primaries that Kamala Harris appeared on CNN to explain where she stood in the race. Now, at that moment, Harris had just been memorably and completely humiliated by Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii during a televised debate. So she needed to explain what had just happened. Here's what she said, quote, "I'm obviously a top-tier candidate," Harris said, "and so I did expect that I would be on the stage and take hits tonight." Now, if you're following the race at that moment, you chuckled, because in fact, Kamala Harris was not a top-tier candidate, not then, not ever, not since the day she actually announced. Now, on paper, she had seemed like a very serious contender. She was a United States senator from the country's biggest state. She was a former prosecutor who enjoyed nearly universal support among Washington Post reporters and MSNBC anchors. So it seemed for a while like it could work. Why wouldn't it work? Well, here's why. The problem was actual voters found her repellent. We don't need to guess about this. We have the numbers. The more Kamala Harris they got, the more repelled they became. By December, Harris was losing to Andrew Yang in her own state. The majority of California Democrats, primary voters, said they wanted her to drop out of the race. Harris was even getting crushed in Iowa, a tiny state where she had spent virtually all of her money. So even in a business that is famous for rewarding falseness, Kamala Harris was just too phony to win. She was too fake for politics. So the question is, how did Kamala Harris wind up effectively in charge of the entire country? That's a question that historians of democracy will spend decades pondering. Democracy being, you'll remember from school, a system in which citizens get to choose their own leaders. Yet apart from a few handlers around Joe Biden, nobody really chose Kamala Harris. It's a pretty amazing story, actually. It's frustrating, but it's also deeply amusing. So take a moment once in a while, just a pause, a respite, to enjoy the pure hilarious absurdity of Miss Kamala D. Harris. You'll find it refreshing. So this is a fully vaccinated person who recently kissed her fully vaccinated husband while both of them were wearing surgical masks and then pretended it was entirely normal, just like you do at home, kissing your vaccinated husband with a surgical mask. This is the daughter of two college professors who tells you with a straight face that she grew up poor and depressed under Jim Crow in California. This is a person who can't stop lecturing you about American values, what this country stands for, despite the fact she didn't really grow up here. Actually, Harris went to high school in Montreal. And yet, and this is the amazing part, even in French-speaking Canada, she now tells us, quote, "many generations of her Indian and Jamaican family somehow celebrated Kwanzaa." That's a holiday that was invented in Los Angeles in 1966, and we could go on. But let's summarize it for you. How fake is Kamala Harris? We'll put it this way. She can't even decide how to pronounce her own first name. We've heard her say it at least two different ways with maximum confidence.
Isn't that wonderful? I will simply tell you that this is one of the funniest things that I have heard. And Tucker Carlson was just brilliant. He was just downright brilliant. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battle Born Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall, Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. And he always comes up with one or two stories a day that just make me so excited to see him during the day, because I know he's going to be bringing stuff in that is so good. What do you have? Is this from Breitbart?
Yeah, this is really good stuff, and this is not the first time that Breitbart reported this story I'm about to share. They reported it in July of 2020, which was kind of in the middle of a presidential election, but of course didn't get a lot of attention from the mainstream media. But President Joe Biden said the N-word, we all know what that is, 13 times in a Senate hearing series as transcripts were revealed. This is in 1985. Where he repeatedly used the offensive slur when he was questioning William Reynolds, who was then President Ronald Reagan's Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, as Reynolds was under consideration for a promotion to be an associate attorney general. He said it 13 times in a 1985 series. And that's not me saying it. You know, Carl, that Carl and all the other, liberals that call in, that is the U.S. Senate transcripts which have said that.
Wow. That is weird. I guess if you're a Democrat, you can get away with it.
Yes.
If that were a Republican, it'd be like the end of their careers.
And, of course, if Donald Jr. used the N-word in, let's say, a text to someone, and that, you know, was revealed, I don't think the media would ignore that like they did with Hunter Biden.